Good morning, it's Mark Steiner, right here on the home of the 2016 Baltimore Mayoral Debate, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. It's that time of the month again, which means there's a walk happening in Druid Hill Park, 33 months straight. Chauncey Whitehead, fitness trainer, activist, president of CDW Health and Wellness, along with Miss Ernestine, have had these walks through Druid Hill Park on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. They've been amazing over this almost 3 years now.
Get
a giant celebration coming up. So that's Chauncey's voice. He's in the studio along with Rhonda Silva, who's one of his partners now for almost 2 years.
Yeah, right? 2 years. It's been wonderful.
Who's division administrator for the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center, where she manages the program that provides free breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings for uninsured men and women between the ages of 40 and 64 who live in Baltimore. So welcome. Good to have you all here.
Thank you.
Oh, good to be here. Good morning, Baltimore.
Good morning.
33.
And, you know, that's a great anniversary. But we
also
want to say—
Maybe I'll play that number today. 33-23.
Happy anniversary to you, too, Mark.
Congratulations,
you know, congratulations.
Mark.
Congratulations. You've been serving the community for, 23 years
23 years on the air.
And I tell you what—
Awesome.
That is just makes me smile. Congratulations to you for what you do in the community and for supporting our effort to get the community to get up and walk and make their health a priority.
It's a good partnership.
And also allowing the Baltimore City Cancer Program to get the word out about all the cancer screenings that we do. We thank you, Mark.
Oh, no. It's important. We needed that. So, yeah, 3323. We'll play that number,
oh,
right?
Oh, well, I think so. Don't sue me if we win because I'm not going to give you none.
I was going to share mine with you.
I'll take you out to dinner. Take you out to dinner. Whatever you want. The whole staff, whatever you want. Then you got to find me.
I'll find you. I used to be a Boy Scout.
And I'll be right behind you, Mark.
Yes, I know, that's right.
So, 33 months.
33 consecutive months. Ma Ernestine and the Community Health Walkers and our permanent partners, the Baltimore City Cancer Program, have been out getting the community to put one foot in front of the other, encouraging the community to talk to each other about a lot of different issues, to include some of their, you know, illnesses. And it's a blessing. I never thought we would make it to 33 months in consecutive months with the weather that's crazy in the Mid-Atlantic. But somehow, some way, we get blessed every time we set the date. And Rhonda and I were just talking about that. We've missed blizzards. We've missed 100-degree days. You know, it's just it's just been a blessing.
Yeah. And we're going to miss the snow on Friday.
And yes, we are. Saturday,
it's
going to move out.
That's right.
That's
you know, I always have the weather report. It's going to be 40 degrees and sunny. So please plan to maybe stay in tomorrow because of the snow, but come on out on Saturday and put one foot in the front of the other and walk. And the other little thing, Mark, that I saw, because last month, February, was Black History Month. And, you know, Ma Ernestine and I, we always like to try to point out some of the historical sites in Druid Hill Park. And on social media, there was a lot of sharing of the old Negro pool, the old black pool in the back
and
of the park.
And that's all grassed over now.
Yes,
grassed
is.
Over.
Right.
And most of the references were to the walk that we do where individuals did not – they weren't aware that the pool was back there. So we not only walk, we teach too, Mark. And that just made Ma Ernestine and I smile where people, oh, we saw that pool. That's the pool that Ma Ernestine and Chauncey walked us by. So, you know, there's a lot of history in Baltimore and definitely – a lot of history in Druid Hill Park. So that just made us feel proud.
And a lot of the walks that we're going on, Ma Ernestine has taken us through a lot of the walks that you can really say, where did this come from? I didn't know this was here.
Yes. And when she talks about being a kid and swimming in that pool, Mark, and I watch her eyes light up, and she would talk about because so many kids and adults would come to that pool, they had to come in like shifts. There could be 1,000 kids and people through that pool in any given day during the summer because that was the only pool they could go to. And when she walks by there, she just brightens up and lightens up all the time. Amazing, the stories she tells.
So I remember those pools in Druid Hill Park back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was when Baltimore was segregated and those two pools were always there. In some ways, it's a shame they closed the other pool down.
I totally agree.
You can still see the banner, what do you call them, the railings?
Yes.
To go down.
Yes.
We went down to the pool and where the diving board used to be. And
That's true. One of the things Ma Ernestina had talked to me about is that it would be nice because they still have the old dressing rooms.
You right, know, they're still there.
That are there.
That you walk if past
somehow
on the walk.
We walk past
yes.
them and there's
yes.
on the walk.
Yes.
Right.
Memorial. It would be nice if there was a mural painted of maybe kids and
yes.
adults
mm-hmm.
changing clothes. We've talked about that, you mm-hmm. know, to show when you walk people through there. Because when we walk
you don't
a lot of
change
our,
them too much.
Oh,
now.
No, not too right, much. Right, right. When we walk people past the pool. Yeah, we don't want that.
We want history. We just want the history.
Just history.
Part of it. Right.
just history. They look at that and they're not sure what some people ask me are those horse stables. You know, they're not sure what they are. So
right.
That's one thing we talked about, maybe presenting to the Parks and Recreation, you know, to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. It could that whole little area could be like a little mini museum.
Yes, it
true.
Could be.
You know,
true.
People can walk by, seeing photos, murals, mm-hmm. memorabilia from that moment, mm-hmm. get a sense of that past.
A sense of that past, and another thing mm-hmm. she and I had spoken about before too is maybe once a year during the summer if there was a little picnic right there because, you know, there's a lot of space
right.
so people can come and mm-hmm. share their stories. Of course, they can't jump into the concrete.
Right.
But
they can jump into the grass.
They can share their stories and you know, about how it used to be and how the families would come there and swim and, you know, how fortunate we don't have to live in those type of circumstances anymore. But that's one of the things that goes on in our walks is history. Little tidbits that we try to give out by a living person. Mm-hmm. Ma Ernestine will be 80 years old. She mm-hmm. lived that era. Mm-hmm. She swam in that pool, you know. And so that's one of the things we encourage people, not just with our community walks, but in your neighborhood.
Right.
If you go out on a walk, you can do a quick Google search to find some of the historic sites in your neighborhood. This is Baltimore City, everybody. This
right.
is where it all
just
started.
Get out and walk
this
and
is
look.
Baltimore.
No, I think that would be interesting to have like a walk and really one day maybe focus on that pool mm-hmm. and have people there who can talk about it. And
I think that would be great. I'll talk to her about it. I think that would be excellent because when I read some of the comments when individuals were sharing the history of the pool, it seemed like people were interested in a little bit more history specific. What went on?
Yeah.
How long was the pool segregated? What day did it close? What day did it open? Different things like
yeah,
that.
I would love to know
I think
that.
You know, once a year or something like that would mm-hmm. be great. And I think we could probably kick that off on a low end just with our walks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to look into that.
I mean, yeah, there's so much. There's something about this stuff you're talking about, but you got me really thinking here about that. There was some memorial people tried to do, and I didn't. On a blog, but there's all these incredible pictures that I've discovered on Facebook.
Unbelievable!
I mean, on
the kids
the web,
and the faces
mm-hmm. of,
yes.
of kids. This of the kids in the pool,
yeah.
and those areas where they would change their clothes.
Clothes
and that,
yeah.
that building is still there, and as we were just talking about, that could be a very cool thing to do to kind of memorialize that.
I think so, you know, and one of the things, because, you know, my understanding, we talk just about every morning. And one time we were talking about that, and I said, you know, it'd be nice if we also had where everyone came with their swimsuit on, you know, one of these hot summer days, kind of like the picnic, and we have a flashback to that time, you know, and we just enjoy each other, all races, come on out, mm-hmm. see, you know, see the history that went on and how things used to be. You know,
and I think through our walks and the growing amount of folks who are coming out, I truly believe we could get that interest.
Oh, definitely.
With no problem.
So you got me fixated on the pool right now. Mm-hmm. We come back and up this another day and get our listeners more involved in this conversation and what their memories are. It would be very cool to do. But talk a bit about this. Also, some special time. You're also working with.
I'm also working with the African American Male Wellness Walk. People wanted more information, if they just Googled African American Male Wellness Walk, it's an organization started, I guess, about maybe 3 or 4 years ago in Columbus, Ohio. And there's maybe 6 or 7 sites around the country where they have these walks, encouraging African American males to get their screenings, to live healthier lifestyles. And I've partnered with Brian Bird, who is the executive vice president of the organization. And there's one that's taking place. I don't have the exact date April in Silver Spring, and I believe there's another one in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure of the date, but I'm going to go and do a little, you know, fact-finding research because I would like to start one here in the Baltimore area to have a Baltimore African-American Men's Health Walk because it's important, as I said on, I think it was our last time we were here, that I wanted to start working with men of a certain age, over 40 African-American men of color to start taking their health concerns serious before something happens. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with Brian, and he was telling me at one of the walks that they caught a couple of people during some of the screenings that were at that crucial point where, hey, look, let's get them to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we get one of those walks going here in Baltimore to get men, as we talked about the last time we were here, we don't have enough men at these walks.
Right.
But if we can start
getting men. There is a problem of women at these walks.
Yes. Yes.
So you men should come out.
Oh, yes. Should come out.
Please come out. Please.
Come on, right? Come on. They'll probably come out for the one where we do the swimming pool and we have everybody in bathing suits.
Right, right.
They'll
probably uh-huh.
come out You're for
right.
that. But it's encouraging to me because when I went online and I saw some of the pictures across the country at these walks, that the men that are there and they're getting their screenings, they're getting their checkups. As I told you, what happens far too often in the African American community, it seems to be too late. You know, we go a little bit too late. So we mm-hmm. want to encourage men of color not to wait for the screenings at an event, a fair. Why don't you have, just like women do, the monthly, you know, buddy system, call a brother up. Hey, how you doing, man? Did you get this check? Did you get that check? We want to try to put it on their mind on a monthly basis, not a event basis and an annual basis, but a monthly basis
right.
to talk about your health.
Yeah, and we find that it is really encouraging when you can get another man.
That's right.
To encourage other men versus a woman telling a man. Because if a man has had a important screening, then he can relate to that other man. It's not as bad as you think it is. Come on. It's time for you to come on in. And I think it's very important that men reach out to men.
That's right. And definitely, is a, you know, men, the older we get and the more we, the smarter we get. I'm not really sure of that, Mark. But we tend to get set in our habits. And if we didn't get a screening at 29, why do I need one at 49?
Right.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but I've heard right. men, you know, tell me I'm fine. You know, I'm like, God, you don't look fine. Right. And it's something about another man telling another man to get
yes.
their checkups.
Right. Yes.
Right.
You
yes.
know, and but as I joked about the last time, Miss Ernestine, men, because of her physical fitness, they listen. And I'm one of those that I don't care who you listen to as long as you listen to somebody.
Yes.
You know, and that has been on my mind for this year is we have to get not just more men at the walk, but more men participating in their screenings,
yes.
more men participating mm-hmm. in physical activity and just talking to one another you know, about their health concerns.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is critical. I'm glad you're moving in that direction. That'll be interesting to start that chapter here in Baltimore.
Yeah,
get people out and,
I'm going to
encourage more men to come out on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. More men to come out mm-hmm. on Saturday morning. Now, what I will say is that at the park, I see a lot of men, which is very encouraging, mm-hmm. that are not involved in our walk.
But they're,
that are
but
walking
they're out there.
Hill
they're running,
yes.
right.
they're running, walking,
and biking.
And biking, and mm-hmm. they're of a certain age. And a lot of times, Mark, they just stop by to say hello to
yeah.
us. They stop by to say hi and to encourage the walkers. And that is very encouraging. I want to make sure I let the listening audience know there are a lot of men, mm-hmm. a lot of men, older and younger at Druid Hill Park, and I'm sure all around the area, mm-hmm. that are out moving and getting their exercise on. I just want to encourage the population that, you know, feel that maybe they need to get out, but they don't know where to go out and they can't meet anybody. One thing about people that are physically moving, they're friendly. You come to the park, you will meet a friend.
Definitely.
I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. You go out, start walking, someone will say hello. If you're not sure what you're doing, they'll look out for you. That's kind of how the physical fitness community is when it comes to a new person coming out trying to move.
What were you going
to
say?
Well, what I was going to say is it is very important because this is the month of colorectal cancer awareness month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage the listening audience to understand that this is the third leading cancer in the United States, but it's a slow growing cancer. And if you get your annual screenings, as you should get your annual screenings at the age of 50, if you have no signs and symptoms, once you start that annual screening, then they can find polyps that can grow into cancerous.
You're talking about getting
a colonoscopy. Absolutely. A colonoscopy.
Which is actually painless.
It is painless.
Because they put you out.
You're in like a twilight sleep. The only
And you don't feel a thing. You don't even know what's happening.
The discomfort you will have is the cleaning out process, and that takes just one day.
But even that,
it's not that bad.
I've had colonoscopies, I mean, and endoscopic exams to make sure things are straight. Once a year, sometimes once every 18 months, whatever that doctor says. Mm-hmm. And I have no after effects. I mean, there are none.
None. I mean,
well, that's true. I totally agree.
So you may lose. You may have to eat some clear liquid.
Just one day to save your life.
And let me add something to that, is that, Mark, you're in great physical condition. Mm-hmm. And that is another reason why you should be think about your health first. When I went in for my colonoscopy and the nurse, she did my blood pressure and did my sign, she called over to other nurses. I thought maybe something was wrong with me. But because my heart rate was resting, was 47 beats a minute, my blood pressure was beautiful – they weren't used to seeing that. I didn't take pride in that. I felt that should be the norm.
Absolutely.
That should be the norm.
And as you said, that made a difference on the type of anesthesia they were going to give me and my recovery. Mm-hmm. I was here for your radio program that same day. You know, it was my physical fitness and the way I take care of my body allowed me to go in, come out, and just keep going on with my day.
Right.
So that's important, too.
And you don't have to be, I mean, you're a marathon runner and all the rest. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that. You just have to keep your body moving. Keep your body
moving.
And eat the right foods.
Now, also it's important that if you have a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father who has colorectal cancer in the family, it is important for you to know that because you do not have to wait till 50 to be screened.
That's what they tell
me. I'm encouraging the listening audience, find out what is going on in your family, to find out if there's any colorectal cancer in your family and who has it or who doesn't have it, because we want you to be proactive about your screenings. Early detection saves lives.
Exactly. No, that's really important. Maybe it's a dangerous area to talk about. Should we talk symptoms?
Yeah, symptoms. Yes. Symptoms are normally a decrease in your weight loss over 6 months. Bleeding. Mm-hmm. There are good signs and symptoms. Stomach issues, pain in your stomach, pain in your lower area for quite some time. Those are some of the symptoms. The bleeding is your most alarming
symptom. Like blood in the stool or in your urine.
Blood in your stools. Mm-hmm. Not in your urine, but blood in your stools. I think that is so important. So please look at be careful in what's happening with your body, all the changes that's happening. And if you're noticing some blood in your stool, get on the phone and call your PCP.
Call your physician.
Call your physician. Primary care physician.
Call your physician. Yeah. And it's like Rhonda said. And if men are uncomfortable, maybe talking to a woman about that, Rhonda, what would you suggest? Because, you know, men sometimes, I got blood in my stool. I'm not going to have a conversation about that.
Talk to your doctor.
Okay, talk to your doctor. And also, I guess that's why we also want to encourage men to talk to other men.
Absolutely.
Because you might have that friend, that cousin, that brother that you may be comfortable with that will lead you back to the all things lead back to talk to your physician.
Absolutely.
And you may need to hear that before it's too late, before you allow that to go on for months.
And as we continue to educate the males, that will hopefully, if someone has a symptom, they can go to a male who will perk up and say, oh, no, you're all right. But will say, come on, let's get to the doctor.
That's right. And that is why we want more men on a monthly basis out at the walk, because one of the things we encourage and we found during the walks that people – they don't mind engaging in conversation about their health concerns, you know, and talking about it because the walks are so relaxed. Because sometimes even in those events where, you know, you have the screenings, people, you know, they're a little, I don't know if I should say this, but when you're walking and it's just friendly and you're just talking and you're relaxed, you tend to, you know what, I have that going on too. Well, what about this? What about that? And we have some professionals – that are out there in their regular clothes, Rhonda. We have even have the University of Maryland Patients Program. Mm-hmm. And they're walking around and you feel comfortable talking about this versus when you see the white lab coat on or you're the next person in line for that screening. You know, sometimes you feel someone can overhear you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those type of things. But at the walk, everyone's dressed down and everybody's relaxed.
Right, exactly.
And it's about bringing each other together.
That's it.
And on a common cause.
I just think about the support of the community. We want to thank the Baltimore City community, well over 1,100 walkers that have been coming out, and the heat, the snow, the rain, the sunshine, the beautiful days, because I want to say beautiful days too. A lot of times people could go to the farmer's market or go to eat breakfast, but they still come out. We have people on a regular basis that drive as far from as D.C., Virginia, yeah, and Prince George County, mm-hmm, monthly,
right,
to come up here to walk with us.
It's a great walk. I mean, it is all through Druid Hill Park.
Druid Hill Park. And last month,
Druid Hill's historical, beautiful park.
We had an individual that contacted us and flew in from Chicago, mm-hmm, brave the hawk, and you know what the hawk is.
But they know about the hawk.
Yeah, they know about that.
Right. Fly in,
yes,
to spend the weekend with us and to walk with us and to fellowship with Mara and Steen and I. And boy, did she have a good time. And she took that energy and that positivity back to Chicago and, you know, talk to them about, hey, look what they're doing here in Baltimore. We've had people flying from Texas, flying from Chicago, flying from Lansing, Michigan, to come to our community walks to get some of that positive energy that is here in Baltimore City that, you know, mm-hmm, sometimes is not shown worldwide. But we see that we have that. It's an honor when people contact me and say, how can we come and fly into your town and walk with you? I'm like, get a ticket. Mm-hmm. You can come walk with us. There's no registration fee.
Right.
This is F-R-E-E. Absolutely free.
And on that free note, I would like to say that at the Baltimore City Cancer Program, if you have no insurance or little insurance, please give us a call at 410-328-HOPE. We will pay for your screening exam, and if we find cancer, we'll pay for that as well through the Cigarette Restitution Fund through the state of Maryland.
One more time, that number, Rhonda?
410-328-HOPE.
That's it.
Free. There you go.
Free.
So this is 33. So in 3 months, it'll be June.
Mm-hmm.
Is that June?
June.
Is it June?
June. Yep.
And two more months.
So it'll be third anniversary.
So, and I do believe I have a concrete date because, as we spoke about, Ms. Ernestine's
book. What is
that
date?
June 18th, which is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. June 18th. Yep. Save the date. June 18th, 7:30. A.M. to 9:30 A.M. We'll be celebrating. We have two things to celebrate.
Yes, we do.
Two things. The 80th celebration of life of Ernestine Shepherd, our own Ma Ernestine Shepherd, and the 3-year, 36 consecutive month anniversary walk, mm-hmm, of the Community Health Walk. So we have two special things to celebrate. June 18th is the third anniversary, and the celebration of life, 80 years young.
Yes, she turns that on June 16th.
June 16th.
Isn't that something, man?
Yep. I tell you, we have a lot to celebrate, a lot to be thankful for. At our 2-year celebration, we had...
You had food.
Food.
Yes,
I remember that.
I remember that.
And we're going to have some food this year. We also had another blessing. We had about 65 people that came down from... from Philadelphia.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I have some people that have contacted me already from St. Louis, Tennessee, that are already trying to charter some buses and get the interest, and including Michigan, to come down to walk.
All right.
And to celebrate us. So there's a lot of good things that you don't hear about that is going on in Baltimore City, and this is one of them. You know, we don't do it for the press. We don't do it for we do it for the community and the health of the community. And Ma Ernestine, with her busy book schedule, she has made sure that she is available once a month. And let me tell you, the walk that's coming up tomorrow, she had an engagement that came up in between when we scheduled this walk. But she said, baby, this walk is important. I can get back to them, whatever. And that's money, you know. But that's how important
that's how she is,
these
yeah.
free community health walks are to her. that was canceled so she could make sure that she could be here to walk with the community.
She's the motivator.
Because the date was set.
Absolutely.
And she's busy, but she's not busy enough for the community.
That's amazing.
That's truly awesome.
So, what time are we doing this Saturday?
7:30 a.m.
Yep. 7:30 a.m.
sharp. And I always tell people, as you know, if you come at about 7, you can watch one of the most unbelievable sunrises probably in the country. When it comes up over the Don Dock area and it just brightens up the city. And you can see Druid Hill Park and the lake there. And it's just one of the most beautiful sunrises you see anywhere in this country is
there
Druid Hill Park at 7 a.m.
There you're right.
Come with your correct walking shoes.
Yes.
That's right.
Walking shoes. And one of the things we
and
try to make
sure.
Clothes
you can peel off bit by bit.
Absolutely. Yes.
One bit that we make sure that if you can't walk, because we're a hugging organization here. Is that you can still come out and feed off the hugs and the loves of the walkers and get the information. You don't have to walk.
So 7:30 mm-hmm. by the tennis courts.
7:30 a.m. sharp by the tennis courts, and be ready to walk and talk.
I'm ready.
Hey, we're ready too.
33 months.
Can't wait.
33 months.
Play that number 33-23, right?
33-23.
23 years on the air.
33 months.
Congrats.
Walking 23 on the air.
Hey,
and still walking.
And still talking.
Walking and talking.
And doing great.
Talking the walk and walking the talk. Chauncey Whitehead, who created this along with Ms. Ernest Teen, he's president of CDW Health and Wellness, joins us every month to talk about this. One of our leading fitness trainers and activists in the city, Ron DeSilva, who runs the Baltimore City Cancer Program, division administrator of the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland. And this is Colorectal Cancer Month. Screenings are available for uninsured men. And women ages 40 to 64 living in Baltimore City, right?
50 to 64. If you have symptoms,
50.
We'll take you
gotcha.
As low as 18.
There you go. So, Ron DeSilva, Chauncey Whitehead, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Saturday, 7:30.
Right.
On our way to break, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to testing, you can learn more about important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's MarylandEducators.org. Or StannerShow.org is the Maryland State Education Association's banner.